To begin this priming exercise, make sure you're standing or sitting in a comfortable position. Put your hand on your heart. And take a moment to breathe in. And breathe out. Once again, breathe in through your nose. And breathe out through your mouth. And just feel yourself centering into your body. Now here's what you need to know about this body you're in. It's simply a case that contains you, a deeper you, an inner you, a soul. Your body is no more than the physical presence of you. It's that thing, that container that carries you from place to place, which does mean it is important. The energy you have each day dictates your ability to do what you want to do, to live the life you want to live. How you treat your brain has an effect on how you think, how you feel, how you act. So your body is an important part of you, but it does not define you. The you are, your character, the contribution you are to the people around you, is whatever you want it to be. And that's not limited by the physical case that you are. Which means that regardless of how you look today, you can control and be who you want to be. You don't have to avoid social connection because you've gained a few pounds. You don't have to avoid the beach with your kids or your spouse because you don't think you look as sexy enough in that bathing suit. You don't have to avoid stepping on stage because you didn't get your nails done. When you let the way you look define who you are, it makes no sense. It's a common mistake. You've collapsed who you are with your body. You've combined the two, when in fact, who you are and what you look like are two very separate components. They're interlinked, but they're separate. There's you and there's your body. So let's move away now from thinking about your body. I want you just to visualize, remember, bring yourself back to a time recently when you accomplished something you're really proud of. It can be small, it can be big. Just think of it. Take a moment to be there and experience how you felt. Feel the emotions, how good it felt, how proud you are because you accomplished something incredible. Now let's rewind even a few years back. Think of something else you're proud of. Pull in another moment. See yourself there. Feel good about yourself. You, not your body, accomplished that. Now, your body may have carried you through it, but it was you, it was your mindset, it was that inner being inside you that accomplished that. Take a moment to rewind back even further to a final moment. Maybe when you were a kid. Find a moment where you were really proud to be you. Take a moment to stay there. Appreciate it. Feel how good it felt. See yourself maybe as that innocent kid at a time where you didn't care what you looked like. Kids don't have fully developed brains. There was a time when you didn't care about how you looked, where you ate ice cream and you enjoyed it. You didn't go overboard because you were full, you were emotionally satisfied. So picture yourself as a kid being silly, full of life, being that gift to the world. That person is still you. And who you are has nothing to do with your body. Your body is the vessel that supports you. So take care of it. But know that no matter where you are with your relationship to your body, it does not define you. You define you. Who your being defines you. Your character defines you. At every moment of every day. So own who you truly are. The powerful being inside you. Now, before we leave this priming exercise, take a moment now to think of a role model, another woman that inspires you. And a woman that doesn't have a perfect body. She might be an older woman. She might be a larger woman. She might be a smaller woman. She might be a short woman. She might be a young woman. Think of that woman who doesn't look perfect necessarily, or doesn't look beautiful as you might think beautiful looks. But she's powerful. She's confident. She's incredible. She does amazing things. If you don't know a woman like this, visualize someone famous. What qualities does she possess? What is she like? Think of one quality and give it a name. Now pull in another quality and give it a name. Now pull in another quality and give it a name. If you can't stand on your own two feet today, if your body is a source of struggle and pain for you today and it's holding you back, you can stand in those qualities, those same qualities of that woman that maybe isn't perfect either, because no one is. Be those qualities today, because your body doesn't define who you're being. It doesn't define you. It doesn't need to hold you back. It shouldn't hold you back. There is an inner being that wants to express itself in the world. Be that woman today. Show the world who you are. Because you are love, you are strength, you are brilliance, and that inner beauty possesses far more power than any outer vessel does. Now breathe. And out. And pull in one of those qualities that you thought of earlier. And breathe in through your nose. Think of that quality. Hold your breath. Amplify that quality. Feel that quality as much as you can. And now breathe out. Now pull in the second quality you thought of. Hold it. Think of it, expand it, feel it, and now breathe out. Now let's do the third quality that you thought of, that woman possesses, that you want to possess, that you want to bring into your life today. Breathe in, hold it, amplify the quality, breathe out. You are love, you are strength, you are beauty. No body is beauty. You are beauty. That's who you are today. Now go and make the world a better place.